News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Setters on the other side of the glass, so we always appreciate his help and hard work taking good care of us. He's why the podcast will be posted shortly after our interview this morning. We're going to kind of do things in an unusual fashion today. First, we're going to talk about a great speaker that's coming to Susquehanna University. Then we're going to talk to her at 7:40. We'll have a recorded interview with Irshad Manji, a renowned author and educator, and just a fabulous speaker. She happens to be an advocate for a reformist interpretation of Islam, but also really talks about the political divide in the U.S. and maybe we used to call it simply active listening, and the idea of kind of leading our nation back into a place where we have maybe some better dialogue. So that's the 7:40 interview. But first, we're going to talk about why she's coming here and some of the things that she may be interested in hearing when she gets here. And we'll turn to Jeff Mann is back here, Dr. Jeff Mann from Susquehanna University, professor of religious studies. We met him a month or so ago, and he talked to us about the fact that he got stuck being department head over there. So, religious studies department?
Yes, once again.
So still there. Well, welcome aboard. Thank you, sir.
It's good to be here.
He's also the program director for Go Philippines, and we just hear tons about that. And Chris Markle is here, senior advancement officer at Susquehanna University, help to oversee the growth and the redoubling and the real, I just think, the heyday of admissions in a real active sense at Susquehanna University. Plus, he built single-handedly the new building over there. That's the admissions. Is that right?
Oh, single-handedly. Right. Absolutely.
He's a carpenter and a glazier and a lot of other things. But, Chris Markle here, senior advancement officer. I always call that begging for money, but there's so much more to it, right?
Absolutely.
There it is.
Yes. Okay. Good morning, Mark.
Right, yeah. Five figures is great, six is better, and seven is holy smokes over there. So if you want to help out Susquehanna University. Alice Pope Shade Lecture is coming up. Irshad Manji is going to speak, and so we'll talk about that. But let's set the scene. This is just a fabulous dialogue you have each year where you bring in world-renowned speakers.
It's really been one of our premier lectureships since the 1980s, and all because of Rebecca Mignot from the class of 1954. Rebecca's mother was Alice Pope Shade, who encouraged Rebecca to go see the world. Rebecca was a teacher. She married her husband, Jack, when they were in Libya. And Rebecca's been to 50 countries, and she wanted to do something to have a real impact for Susquehanna students. So she established this lectureship in her mother's name. And over the last several years, we've really brought in folks who've talked about their faith and talked about some element of religion. A year and a half ago, we had J.C. Watts, the congressman. We had a bit of a lull due to the pandemic, but J.C. was our first speaker after the pandemic. Right before the pandemic, we had the former president of Ireland, Mary Robinson, was here. We had Nobel Peace Prize winner Lema Bowie. David Gregory, who was the host of Meet the Press, was here not that long ago. And we had Joe Lieberman. He was here just a few years ago as well. So we've had some great speakers. And this year is going to be an experiment. It's going to be a little different. Irshad Manji is someone who we've really come to know over the last several months. And it's going to be Irshad with three students on stage really engaging in dialogue and really talking about how to listen to learn, not to win.
All right, so the three students, is like one going to wear a MAGA hat and represent the far right, and another one going to, I don't know what far left people wear.
What hats they wear. This was a request that Irshad had, that we have three students that represent some diversity of perspectives on campus. And so we do have three who are coming from different perspectives. And so to see how they're going to interact with one another, honestly, over matters of difference, whether it be political or religious or in terms of identity, because we all know this is a real problem that we've got these days, right? We are becoming more and more polarized, more and more angry with each other, locking ourselves in our respective echo chambers and not having real conversation. And it's a real problem throughout the country.
And this is certainly consistent with the mission of the Alice Pope Shade Lecture, but certainly consistent with the mission of the university is to just grow your mind and your opportunity and your vision.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the liberal arts education is based on the idea of exposing yourself to great ideas, and great ideas often conflict with each other. And how do you deal with that? How do you deal with people who think differently than you? And, I mean, if we're going to become wiser as we grow older, it can't be by just exposing ourselves to people who think just like us.
Well, and I think I want to appoint you president of the United States because I want you to help the whole country glue itself back together. But I have a feeling when I appoint you to that job, you're going to say, well, that's actually not the ideal perspective from which to change the whole country. How can we change the whole country so we can kind of glue ourselves back together?
So you've just asked me to figure out how to fix the entire country. Yeah, I hear this morning.
No tall order.
Okay.
Well, you know, we are the head of the department.
I mean, yeah, well, I do have that executive experience, so I mean, I'm not going to claim to have the idea or to be able to point you to the person who can fix everything in the country. But I think all of us recognize that the polarizing of perspectives, the lack of conversation that takes place is a huge impediment to progress. And when we can bring people together who do differ and allow them all a voice and allow them all to engage difficult, serious issues, then we can make some progress with regard to that. And we help overcome our natural tribalism. I mean, this is the fundamental problem as I see it, is that we're tribalist by nature, and those tribes can be based on all sorts of different things, and we've got to figure out how to overcome that. We have a good history of that in the United States, but I think we're starting to move in the wrong direction lately.
Yeah, we go through these cyclical periods where it seems like we're in trouble, and then we develop it. Having this conversation we're having right now, very consistent with your lecture mission.
Oh, absolutely. And as Irshad has talked to us about the lecture from Monday night, it's going to be like four people having a coffee. And it's going to be a conversation about how do you feel about this? How do you feel about this? And if you're not really thinking along the same way, how do you have a productive conversation where you can actually listen to someone and then react in a way that will make you heard? She's going to really tell us three key words to use when asking questions, and about her Moral Courage College. She's the founder of Moral Courage College, and she's going to talk about having the moral courage to keep to your convictions, but to really be able to listen and really do the right thing in conversations like this. So I think it's going to be a really interesting night for folks who come. And it is on Monday the 27th. There were some reports it was on the 20th. It's the 27th, the Monday coming up. And it'll be at 7:30 at the Degenstein Center Theater, right at the Campus Center at Susquehanna.
Right,
so
yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, right, and very close to one of the good parking lots, all handicap accessible, and should
Absolutely.
Be just a great opportunity for anybody. Anybody can come to this on Monday?
It's open to the public. Tickets are not required. Just come on in.
Okay, so that's this coming Monday at the Degenstein Center Theater at Susquehanna University. One of the things she's going to say in her interview coming up is that go ahead and listen to what other folks have to say and then ask them, what am I missing if I feel differently about this particular issue, let's say politics or immigration or something like that? What am I missing? What in my perspective isn't allowing me to see? And she also talks about we get defensive. It's maybe this goes back to our tribalist nature. If somebody says, well, the best way to be is to be Republican, then, well, geez, I'm a Democrat. I'm, I get defensive, and I say, this is the way I want to be. At Susquehanna University, this is kind of a broad question for either of us. How is this going to help fix the country? How is this going to help fix our area? We got the MAGA signs on one side of County Line Road, and somebody left a Gore Lieberman sign on the other side from 20 years ago. So how can we get back together?
How can we come together if we can't even begin to communicate? And this is really a communications workshop where you're not being defensive and putting up walls before the conversation even starts. It's having an open mind, but then reacting to things that you may not agree with in a way that lets you be heard. So if this dialogue can start, maybe we can come together in ways that allow us to really have some dialogue where right now it's so polarized that in many cases, you know, people are just not even accepting anything about the other side.
Well,
so
yeah, on our
talk we need to find that middle.
On our talk show, if people didn't melt down, I mean, we'd have no show. We have to have, you know, people have to be firm in their position. Last question, this idea of, you know, this body politic locally is the example I drew.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that, a point that she's made on a video that's become rather popular is where she talks about how a lot of young people today in colleges across the country are being taught how not to be offensive. And she says, okay, but they also need to learn how not to be offended. And if we have everyone walking around on eggshells, if we have everyone advertising their fragility, then you can't have honest dialogue. People are more resilient than they realize, and so we need to make sure that people are not so easily offended that they can't engage in conversation. And I think that's a wonderful corrective to the way things have been going across our society in recent years.
Can you stay an hour and come on our talk show? I think if you could just repeat that on the Mark show. Well, it's only 90 minutes from now the show starts, so it's probably a big add-on in your schedule. Okay, well, we'll bring you back another day.
Okay.
He's got the deer in the headlights that look like, what?
That video is actually one of the most watched Time Magazine videos. So if you would Google Irshad Manji Time Magazine video, you could see the video that Dr. Mann just mentioned.
Yeah, it's only 3 minutes long.
Okay, and so look under Time Magazine video. Irshad is Irshad, Manji, Manji. And we're going to hear from her at 7:40. Make a pitch for folks to show up Monday night.
It's Monday night, the 27th of February. Taboo questions about identity, how to discuss faith, justice, and politics without melting down. It is the 2023 Alice Pope Shade Lecture. We'd love to see you there. We're going to have folks from all over the region there, many students, faculty, and staff. Everyone is welcome, invited. I think we're all going to learn and grow together.
Right, yeah, and I think the country's going to slowly grow together if folks would listen carefully to her and then listen to others and hear what the students have to say. It's nice to know that the beginning of the best end of the world is coming, and it started this morning on this dialogue and then on Monday night, so two big steps. Thank you both so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And Jeff Mann is a professor of religious studies at Susquehanna University, director of their Go Philippines, department head at religious studies at SU. Chris Markle, a senior advancement officer at Susquehanna University. Alice Pope's Shade Lecture. It is Monday night, the 27th, 7:30 p.m., D'Agostin Center Theater. All the details at susqu.edu.